To say Susan Lasovich did not think she had cancer is an understatement. She'd been told her excruciating stomach pain was the result of constipation. But after another trip to the ER, a specialist told her the pain was actually stage 3 ovarian cancer. Lasovich, who's a longtime journalist and visiting professor at ASU's Cronkite School, wrote about her experience in The Washington Post. I spoke with her recently and asked her what led to her to share this in such a public place rather than on something like Facebook.
Well, it's a great question, Mark, and it's one, however, that I really didn't hesitate on, because while this is a very personal and one could even say a clinical piece, it was something that I wanted to share. I feel that even though I had an unlucky diagnosis with advanced ovarian cancer, I felt that I had extraordinary care. I feel that I was lucky and made some good choices, and I wanted to share that because it is a very emotional time, not only for the patient, but for the people who love that woman. And I want to make sure that whatever news I had that I could share, that I would in the most public way.
So you mentioned that you had good care, you had some luck along the way. I'm wondering how much of the success that you've had, because you're now cancer-free, right?
Well, I am what they call NED, no evidence of disease, but it's only been 8 weeks, and a very jubilant 8 weeks since my last round of chemotherapy. My CAT scan that was done a month later, so a month ago in June, was perfect. But I will be getting regular CAT scans for the foreseeable future.
Right. So, I mean, in terms of the care that you got and the luck that you experienced, I'm wondering how much of that was due to things that you directly did in terms of picking the right physicians and the right courses of treatment and being able to sort of advocate for yourself.
Well, I have to say that doing a lot of research when you have a devastating diagnosis is a double-edged sword. On the one hand, you educate yourself. On the other hand, you can scare the living wits out of yourself because there's a lot of bad, scary stuff out there on the internet. The single most influential thing I read came down to one article about an ovarian cancer study done in 2013. There were 13,000 women, and the study found that nearly two-thirds of them got substandard care, which is directly linked to your survival. And among other things, the lead author said, be your own best advocate. This is your life here.
What kind of response have you gotten since this has been published?
Overwhelmingly favorable for a lot of reasons. And one of them is that I feel that, and this is something I've learned in the process, because ovarian cancer was not something I really knew about until last fall, is that it's kind of a forgotten illness. It's really common. It's the fifth most lethal type of cancer for women. And it's not as organized and as vocal and as militant as something like breast cancer. We all know what PINK stands for. We don't know a lot about ovarian cancer. And it's just a shame because it killed so many women and continues to kill so many women. So I think that any recognition, any kind of crusading for better care is something that is well received in the community.
So now that you've written this and, you know, now that you are certainly more knowledgeable about ovarian cancer than you were before and perhaps more than you ever wanted to be, do you anticipate continuing to either write about your check-ins or to advocate for better or more advanced care, anything like that?
Yes and no. I really felt like I had something to offer. And so if I feel like I have something to share that is something a lot of people haven't heard of, you bet I'll be publicizing it as well as I can. But I want to encourage women to listen to their bodies, because I did have several symptoms and I did go to my primary care physician a month before I went to the emergency room. I was very laid back about waiting to hear from my doctor. I did not hear from my doctor until I had emergency surgery. I made a couple of mistakes, and those mistakes were pretty grave, because when I went into ER, I had no idea that I had a cyst on my ovary. I would say the last thing that's really important that I learned is that, you know, I'm no Olympian, but I was in decent shape. Decent. I don't smoke. I eat pretty healthy. I'm active. This helped me. This helped me make the choice of going aggressive, having a really aggressive surgery and aggressive chemotherapy.
Do you think the fact that you were so laid back early on led you to be as aggressive as you were when that time came?
You know, that's a great question. I never thought about that. I'll tell you, when a surgeon comes in to your room and the first thing he says is, well, you've got a tumor and we're hoping it's colon cancer. I mean, that is one wake-up call. Now, I still to this day don't know why he was hoping it was colon cancer. Well, I just knew that I was going to fool around. Yeah, I was laid back. So yes, maybe subconsciously that really fueled it. But it was just like being in the trenches. You know, you were just thinking about what you had to do. Fortunately, I was really calm. My family and friends were really calm, and we got through it. And it was only later, you know, after basically I was well into the chemotherapy, that I discovered, you know, I've had problems sleeping at night. And the reason why is I think I was, it was almost like a mild PTSD, thinking like, what just happened? it was a chance for me to really think about actually what went down, because it was so quick. I mean, I went into ER and 1 month later I had that big surgery.
All right. That's Susan Lasovich, a longtime journalist and a visiting professor at the Cronkite School at ASU. She wrote about her experience with ovarian cancer in the Washington Post. Susan, it was really nice to talk to you. I'm glad you're doing well. Thanks a lot for taking the time to chat.
Thank you. It was my pleasure, Mark.